you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, April 23rd, 2017, and I'm looking
Mark.
2018. You know, it's funny. Last Thursday, Joey was talking about how there's a few checks he still put 2017 on, and he doesn't know why. He said, out of nowhere, I just wrote it down, and I'm thinking, why am I doing that? It's all the way into April. Well, now I know.
I got the same bug.
Joey, you gave that to me over the airwaves.
Oh, great. Yeah,
2018, everyone, in case you didn't know. Wow.
Keep up, Mark.
Well, I was thinking about, I'm so excited about a week from tonight. Well, let me, first thing, I'm excited about tonight. It's the Singing Men rehearsal,
yeah.
So 7 to 9 p.m. Those of you that are hearing the re-airing, there's still time. Come on, head over. We usually have a break at about 8 o'clock, but we're in a recruitment season now in light of Leonard Seward's homegoing and then Bill Poor.
That was a really
special
time.
He was with us from the very beginning. He was number 7, and we did a kind of a tribute last Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I know you've been talking about
it. And Nancy wrote one of the sweetest responses, because I sent her the programs just to make sure that she had heard it or knew about it. And she wrote a sweet, sweet note about Leonard's connection with the Singing Men and some other very nice things. And I had said that I was so ministered to by his homegoing service, the memorial service. And I shared that, I think, on maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of last week with Jason, just the seeds that were planted in my heart and how it's like, Lord, I just need a few days to ponder those, to really get them sunk in. You know how we get so distracted? And you're like, we have an impression. Maybe we hear a radio program, we read something, and there's some conviction, and we think it through, and it's like, yes. And then 10 minutes later, we're consumed with our work responsibilities and distractions. And then you kind of look back, and it's like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember what God was trying to say.
But, Mark, I feel like you're putting that parable of the sower and the seed into, like, modern, today terms.
Well, well, that's, you know, it's that, the distractions of life that they come and choke out everything. So, anyways, I already shared all this last week, but I wanted to be really intentional. Lord, let those seeds bear fruit. Let the conviction, the insight that you gave me, and then some of the intentionality, like Leonard was so good with people. Mm. Always kidding and sharing and laughing, and he valued people. You wouldn't hear Leonard ever putting anyone down. I said, you know, Lord, let me more model that. And all of his kids said many God-honoring things. What a great dad. But not just a great dad. He modeled Christ to them. And I mean, it was just very powerful. And then Nancy told her old love story. Anyways, it was a great service. So there's a lot of things I took from that, and it's like, wow, could those same kind of things be said of me, you know, when you start reflecting and pondering. And anyways, so there's the Singing Men rehearsal tonight, so it'd be a great time, men, for you to join us. Women, be like Nancy Seward. She was saying, Leonard, are you going to go to rehearsal? Are you going to go to rehearsal?
I thought you were going to say women join the Singing Men.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no.
We're all over.
We don't have the Singing Women yet.
No, that's fun.
But encourage your man or your neighbor or somebody you know you work with, co-laborer, to come out to the Singing Men rehearsal. 7 o'clock right here at Lincoln Square, right across from the big chalkboard near the food court where Stango's is now officially opened. I've had a number of meals there already.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, they're open usually 11 to 7. So you could come a little early, have dinner at Stango's, and then come in for rehearsal.
Well, I would like to see a huge group of men up on the stage for the Singing Men. I would love that.
Yeah, we need diversity.
Uh-huh.
We want to be representative of God's kingdom. So as much as I love my white brothers, it's a bunch of white guys up there. Of course, a few rehearsals ago, we had 4 representing some other ethnicities. And so that always brings me joy in my heart, because that represents God's kingdom.
Absolutely.
And that's what we really want. We want our black and brown and
everything in between.
I like how Raleigh Washington, I think, used to say it, or Jeffrey Jackson, 2 brothers in the Lord, that would say, you're just our white brothers of the lighter hue.
Lighter hue.
I always liked that.
That's great.
So anyways, we're all one human race.
That's great.
Anyway, Singing Men rehearsals, if you need your questions answered or more information, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. 1-877-367-7777 or show up tonight by 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square, Unit 112. It's the Great News Radio Center, and we'll warmly welcome you, and it'll be a great evening. But a week from tonight, so we got to figure this all in.
Oh,
so a week
boy.
From tonight, on the 30th, I'm holding in my hand a flyer that reads, Fundraising Night, Texas Roadhouse, Monday, April 30th, 4 to 10 p.m., Great News Radio, Prime Life Times, 10% donation night. Support this cause by presenting this invitation to the listed Texas Roadhouse, and that's the one at 204 North Country Fair Drive, so the only Texas Roadhouse in Champaign.
Near Schnucks.
Near Schnucks. And Texas Roadhouse will donate 10% of your total food purchase to Great News Radio.
That is going
to
be so fun.
Oh, we want you all to come out. I want to see big lines.
I know you do.
I want to see people lined up out the door. I'm praying for good weather.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, if it's not good weather, just bring the umbrella.
Yeah, come anyway.
Let's just do it.
You're waiting your car till you can get into the restaurant. But from 4 to 10 p.m., so a bunch of you show up at 4 o'clock so we can have everyone in there, and then those of you that have dinner at 5 or 5:30 or 6. But hopefully some of the singing men will come, and then they'll go to rehearsal after
this. Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll take pictures of the lines.
Yes, pictures. Be a part of a line. So you're going to have to eat on Monday night. Now I realize not all of you can eat out, but splurge or... There'll be a great fellowship night, and Marianne, Joey's coming in. Joey and
excellent.
Aubrey are going to be coming in, and we'll have staff
her.
There.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
And we have some staff, the Prime Life Times. I think Jason will be there. Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
be there.
You know
Holly
that.
Will be there, yes. I think even Nancy Brain, one of our content contributors, other authors in the
and
Prime
Cindy.
Life Times.
Cindy Guthrie, she's coming.
Yeah, they'll be coming in from the Danville
the
areas. Yeah, meet the writers, meet the voices of Great News Radio, meet the volunteers. It should be a great night. I want to pack the restaurant. We'll have Prime Life Times papers. We received the May edition that day.
I know, that's fun.
So we'll hand those
out.
Oh,
that's really fun.
We'll have
fun.
Other things to hand out. We'll certainly have some kind of prize drawings and other things.
And they have good food, too.
Great food. Yeah,
you
yeah.
like the
yeah,
Texas
yeah,
Road.
There's, I could go, my four top favorites.
Yeah.
So Monday night, a week from tonight, 4 to 10 p.m., and then know that 10% of your total food purchase will be donated to the station.
Yeah,
so it's
great.
A good cause.
Yeah.
We'll get to greet you and meet you and have some fun together. So
yeah.
Put it down on your calendar. Tell your church family, your small group, your friends, your neighbors. Bring out the family. I just want to see a long line.
What is your favorite dinner at the Texas Roadhouse?
Well, I have like three or four of them. Depends the mood.
Oh, okay.
I like their barbecued chicken, but I get it plain. So it's just like a big chicken breast. And I don't even have the
you
seasoning.
You order the barbecue chicken without the barbecue.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yes.
All
and
right,
then I get a big baked potato, but no salt, because they roll their baked potatoes in salt. But
oh, this
I like
is a specialized
eat.
Dinner. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be a quick answer.
When I get in, some of the waiters already know, which one is it tonight, Mark?
It's, oh, yes, my. That many. So you don't want salt on your baked potato?
Well, they
I don't
salt
even understand
it
you
with,
now.
Like on the outside.
Who are you?
See, I eat the whole potato, though. All those minerals
well, that's
in the...
excellent.
Yes.
I eat the whole potato, too, but I put salt in...
Well, no, they put... there's a lot of salt. They roll it in salt.
Do you put butter and sour cream?
Yeah,
please
yeah,
tell me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Butter right. and sour
I was just
cream.
Gonna just hang
and then
it up, go
I,
away.
I eat everything. And then I get the dinner salad, which is great if mm-hmm. you like dinner salads, because it has the crouton, the egg, all the
yeah.
fixings. And the ranch dressing is to kill for. It's one of my favorite ranch dressings.
They should pay you a lot of money.
Yeah, right. Hey, I want to get everyone out there. I really do. But no tomatoes. So
okay.
Holly always says, can I have his tomatoes? So
you don't
she
want
gets
tomatoes?
No
you
tomatoes
not like tomatoes?
No, I don't know.
Just, you're just getting worrisome.
I
no
like
salt
tomatoes
on your potato,
when
no
on pizza. Other than that.
I'm glad to hear it.
And I used to like tomato soup growing up, as long as there's enough crackers in
there. Well, this is
in
interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like grilled cheese Coach with your tomato soup?
Yes. So next Monday night, 4 to 10 p.m., come on out to the Texas Roadhouse. We'll have fun together, good food together. Oh, I should mention, and it's going to begin the series of our dinner club.
Dinner club.
The GNR PLT Dinner Club, the Great News Radio Prime Life Times Dinner Club.
Oh, how fun.
And in fact, here's the lineup, so hopefully we'll have this all printed and be able to hand it out. But April 30th, so
we
next Monday, Texas Roadhouse, Champaign. Then May 29th, that's a Tuesday because May 28th, let me look at the calendar. Yeah, I think May 28th was, Memorial Day. So the 29th is a Tuesday.
Oh, that's good.
We'll be at Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur.
That'll be fun.
And then the Olive Garden on June 25th.
Wow.
And then we're hoping July 30th it's El Toro. And then we have some other restaurants. We're thinking Hickory River in Urbana, the Beef House in Covington, Indiana.
I hope that works out.
And we're working with them all to have the 10% discount of the total food purchase.
Dinner club. How fun.
A part of the Great News Radio Prime Lifetime's Dinner Club being launched a week from tonight.
You have fun ideas, Mark.
You know what? If I could pull it off, I won't have time, but I have like little cards,
yeah.
And then people would get them. And then
if they
like made all 12 of them or something,
they
get a free dinner.
Fun.
I have to figure it out. Because if they, you know, went 10 different times and 10% was donated, you know, that qualifies for something. You know, maybe a dinner. I don't know. We'll see if we can pull something off. But start out with us at the Dinner Club April 30th, a week from tonight at the Texas Roadhouse between their hours, their opening hours. It's 4 to 10 p.m. And some of you have that late lunch so you can come at 8 or 9 at night so we can keep that restaurant
filled right to
the very end. I want them to say, we've never seen so many people here. And then I want them to beg me to do it again sometime. All right. So now you all know how my brain works. Maybe too revealing, huh? All right.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Really, really fun.
Another thing that's really fun is the Prime Life Times.
I know.
We didn't get to talk about this much, and we're already almost three-quarters way through this month.
I got to read one thing at least.
Okay. So this is the April edition, Volume 2, Issue 4, under the oversight of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. We've had this for 6 months now. It's hard to believe a half a year of producing this paper.
Oh, goodness. That's right. Like we're just starting still.
Yeah. And did I mention that this has a Section B?
You did talk about that.
A couple weeks ago. But we're going to be looking at the front page today.
Okay.
Winter waning.
I know.
Not to be confused with winter warming.
Yeah, we've gone over that a number of times. Winter waning. You want me to read it?
Yes, by Maggie. Good old Maggie.
Oh, she is a delightful person. I am so happy to read something she wrote. Hmm. Oh, my goodness. There's this particular kind of person I resonate with, which is very cheerful and positive, but a realist.
Hmm.
And I love that mix in a person, and she has always struck me that way.
Where's she live?
Well, she lives here in Champaign.
Okay.
Yeah, they've lived here quite a long time. Okay. As is true of many other occupations, my life as a gardener revolves around the seasons. Winter is my season of reflection, reading and rearranging closets and cupboards. No worries about getting plants into the ground or getting weeds out of the ground. Starting in November, when the darkness falls in the afternoon and the cold creeps into my bones, I began to miss the sun.
I'm starting to miss it right now. I'm getting cold.
I know it. She's a good writer. My eyes search for green, living things, but instead find naked branches and colorless landscape. The twinkling lights and holiday activities help December pass, but when the gray and gloomy skies of January and February dominate the days, I begin to crave the sun and the energy it bestows. I feel that I'm in withdrawal, missing being outside, and missing the stimulation a garden provides for all the senses. I noticed many years ago that in winter I felt less resilient, with a tendency toward melancholy. I learned later that this is a real thing, seasonal affective disorder.
SAD?
Yeah.
Oh, SAD, sad.
That's right, Mark. That's how they
determine that.
Try to keep up. Okay. Okay. I've read several books about the disorder, and now I can comprehend what is happening. I have a mild case, and I thrive with a happy light, keeping busy with activities, exercising, and, whenever possible, taking a trip to a sunny location to help me get over this hump. I have met many people who feel keenly this seasonal absence of sun, and I am quite amazed when someone claims not to suffer from it. Mm. When March arrives, I breathe a deep sigh of relief. Sound effects. You're great.
No extra charge.
You're great. Oh, good. No extra charge?
Yeah.
I have made it through another winter. The days are longer and the sun is stronger. Oh, I know we will still have cold weather and maybe even a snow or two, but I know they won't last for long.
Little did she know when she penned this article that we'd have all that snow.
What we were in for here.
Yeah.
Little daffodil shoots are peeking out from the thawing ground and buds are beginning to swell with the sun's warmth. I warn them not to come out too far yet, as they are likely to get nipped by a cold front, which always makes me sad. Garden catalogs are arriving, and their colorful pictures offer a respite from the gray winter world. Spring, with all its promise, is on the way.
Woo-hoo!
In April, my heart and spirit soar as my eyes are captivated by the earth in full technicolor. The light and warmth of the sun beckon, daylight lingers, and I roam the garden looking for my perennials to see who has survived the winter nap and is ready to rise again. April in central Illinois is a delight. Among my favorite spring activities are, of course, plant sales. I'll mention just a couple of them. The Herb Society's plant sale at Lincoln Square on the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend, May 12th. I have been a member of the Herb Society for more than 25 years. We are an eclectic collection of gardeners with many interests in all plants. The broad definition of an herb is a useful plant, so that encompasses many plants that have traditionally been used for health and medicinal purposes, as well as in food preparation. Also at Lincoln Square on the same day is the Grand Prairie Friends Plant Sale. I always stop by and add a few more of these plants, native to central Illinois, to my collection. This group comprises a great group of volunteers interested in protecting the environment and in preserving tall grass prairie and other plants indigenous to this area. I will mention more about the importance of native plants in a future article, but please stop by both of these sales. The friendly members will be happy to answer your questions.
Hey, and those sales are here at Lincoln Square,
yeah.
So you can stop by the Great News Radio Center while you're here.
That's right.
I'll have to be open that day.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
May 12th, 8 to 1 p.m., and that's here at Lincoln Square, right
mm-hmm.
in downtown Urbana,
mm-hmm.
and May 12th. So
yeah.
That's, what, is that a Saturday? Looking
8
at
to
the
1.
Calendar. May 12th?
The Herb Society
yep, Saturday.
And Grand Prairie Friends.
And there we have that Maggie's a master gardener and a master naturalist.
I know. She feels a strong, here, let's read this. She feels a strong connection to nature and a sense of responsibility to the environment. Her hobbies are traveling and gardening. Maggie and her husband have lived in Champaign for over 30 years, and they have 3 grown children. And you can reach her at irishgardener3@aol.com.
Irish Gardener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with that
Daugherty,
Maggie.
Yeah. Her Irish name. And then Roberts was, of course, her husband's name.
Yeah, Daugherty Roberts.
Yeah.
Married, maybe a good Irishman, too. Yeah, all right. So that's the front page of the April edition of
yeah.
the Prime Life Times. I know there's a lot of other fun things that
oh,
we
yeah.
launched into this. And these are available at over 150 area locations. In fact, we had a volunteer, John Heiselman. He delivered papers the other day to 4 locations in Hoopston. So we're way north. As far as south, they're in Yoders, in Arthur, and we got them all over throughout the area. So.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up your free copy today. Okay, what else?
Well, this Nature Conservancy and Indianapolis Zoo, that really mattered to me. They're actually helping the dolphins in the Gulf because I guess the runoff from fertilizers and stuff gets into the streams up here and runs down to the Gulf.
Sure.
So they're working on all that.
Oh, trying
pretty
to clean
cool.
that up. That's great. Some other good things, fun things, a lot of pages, you know.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. These dummy boards this lady is talking about, Danielle Arnett, she's a collector, and she's very knowledgeable. These are like life-size cutout cardboard things from the, like, England, Middle Ages or something. And people used to put them in their windows, like, you know, to scare off burglars and stuff. It's really a cool article.
Wow. One recently was purchased for
$4,062. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going
Did
through
Did you purchase
mine?
That?
Yeah. I'll have them in our bay windows
oh,
here.
Oh, please don't.
You know,
hey.
Look, as I turn to page 6, somebody's filled out the crossword puzzle.
Did you do that?
No, definitely not me. And they filled it almost all out. Wow, they're pretty smart.
That's great. Somebody really did. I love that. Hey, about windows. You talked about windows.
Bay windows, yes.
We've got 2 great things in our windows.
Yes.
Columbia Roastery, I love what they've put out there. He does so many good things.
Yes.
Partnering with people in Columbia, helping their businesses, everything. And then Myers Dinner Theater.
Yeah. Donna was in the other day with her helper, and they were so sweet and fun. And they have that sparkly lights that
yeah.
are flashing. That's supposed to be like representing raindrops.
Oh, I just thought it was really pretty.
That's why they have like the umbrellas there, and it's like that singing in the rain kind of theme, but it looks pretty good. And they have other the show boards,
yeah.
you know, from
Meet
some
me
of the
Meet me in St.
Upcoming.
Louis.
Yeah, and we have brochures upcoming their series of shows, the Myers Dinner Theater. Come on by and you can pick up one of those and say hi to Donna when you go there. They always have that great meal. It's like a dinner theater where you have a great, great dinner, and then you sit right in there and you're 10, 12 feet from stage. I mean, it's great seating.
Yeah.
And
well, we're going to have great dinners. We have a dinner club.
Yeah, in fact, it's a week from tonight, everyone. I don't think I talked about it enough at the beginning of the program, but we want you all to come out.
Yeah.
It's launching at the Texas Roadhouse in Champaign between the hours of 4 to 10 p.m., so a week from tonight. But you must make sure that you tell your host or the waiter or waitress that you're here for the Great News Radio Prime Lifetime's fundraiser. And if you can't remember all that, just say, hey, you're here for the fundraiser.
Yeah.
And they'll make sure that 10% of your food purchases will be donated to the station. So I'm thinking, you know, I crunched all the numbers, that it could be $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, maybe $2,000, depending on how many people show up. And that's just because you went out and ate dinner at the Texas Roadhouse next Monday. So
it's a fundraiser.
Fun and a friendraiser, too, because nobody will sit alone.
Yeah, you were really committed to
that. If you show up and you're single or your spouse is out of town or widowed or you don't have anyone to eat with for whatever reason, I will sit you. I will personally take an interest in you and get you seated with somebody so you can make new friends. And
you
have
a heart for that.
Yeah, well, I don't want anyone eating alone. I have to say, I do like to eat alone, though. There's times where I have no problem. I like eating alone. But I know there are some of you that are not like me.
I've seen you in here eating alone at the conference.
Yeah, but I know for some people that's really hard.
Yeah.
And so I like to make friends, and so I want to have people making friends.
Oh, come on. You like to make friends?
Yeah, I like to make friends with all of you that show up and help me realize my dream of having that big, long line outside the door. Oh, I'd be so happy to have a picture of people waiting in line to get into the Texas
Roadhouse. Well, Holly will have her cell phone, and she'll be on it.
We'll be taking pictures. We'll be there to greet you and hand out materials, and you can sign up for some kind of prized giveaway. So a week from tonight, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, you're going to give away a prize that night?
Well, we'll probably fill out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and then maybe the next morning on the morning program, I'll pull out names or something.
Fun.
We'll figure it out. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Got to go. Got a plan for next Monday night, or come on out to the Singing Men of GNN rehearsal tonight, 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Yeah.